It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Please call that number and we will be able to pray for you and your needs. At the end of the program, I'm going to pray for you. Tell somebody, tell your friends to tune into this program and tell them Pastor Peter is going to pray for you. Many people are getting healed. It's free. We don't have to pay anything. We are not asking money or anything. If you are blessed and if you want this program should continue, so you help us. And so we are not asking, if you don't give, we will be not doing the program. We are not saying that. We are doing this program by faith. God is the source of all supply. We were studying about Isaiah. How God used Isaiah when he was depressed. He said, "My lips are unclean. I cannot preach anymore. I cannot do anything. I'm unholy." But the word of God says, Jesus Christ's blood is all sufficient to cleanse all your sins and wash you thoroughly and make you righteous. There are people trying to be righteous without the blood of Jesus Christ and trying to do good things. The word of God says your good things will be filthy rag in the sight of God. What you need, the blood of Jesus Christ. And somebody will say, but the Isaiah, there was no blood. They just took the coal and put it. That's the fire from coming from the altar of God. The word of God says about God is a consuming fire. When the day of Pentecost, when the 120 people were sitting there, God sent fire from heaven and fire came and sat each and everyone's head just like a cloven tongue, a fiery tongue. And then somebody says, why that tongue fire? Because the James chapter 3 says, your tongue is a poisonous thing. Nobody has power to tame the tongue. And so this tongue will take you to hell. And people start thinking that nobody will go to heaven. God says, I have a solution. I'm going to send the fire. I'm going to send the new tongue. And that tongue will overcome to the fleshly tongue. And you will be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Isaiah was touched by the fire, but we are touched by the Holy Spirit. We are touched by the heavenly tongues. Now we have the new tongue. We can talk to people and praise God and glorify God. God has given the Holy Spirit to do the signs and wonders and miracles and preach the gospel at the most part of the world. Isaiah's message nobody heard. But Jesus Christ came as the Son of God and He gave the message of salvation, healings, deliverance. And He died and rose again. And He went to heaven and He said, you're going to do the same thing what I did and even more. St. John chapter 14 verse 12 you read. So point I'm making, God is encouraging you. He encouraged Isaiah and Isaiah did a great things. Today we are going to study about Jeremiah. Now Jeremiah was a good prophet. And he's coming from the priestly family. So you know how the priests were so holy. This Jeremiah was a holy child of God. Living a clean and holy life. And in his early age God called him. And he said, Lord, I'm so young. I'm so a small child. What am I going to do? And book of Jeremiah, if you read the first chapter, he says, God says to him, don't say I'm a child. Wherever I send you, go. Whatever I say, you say, and root out the bad seeds and bad trees and plant the good trees and good seeds. So the point I'm making, just like a Jeremiah, God called him from his childhood and he said, I'm a child. The same may happen to me. And I said, Lord, I'm just a child. What I'm going to do? Exactly the scripture God gave it to me. When I read it, I said, Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. God used me. I am serving the Lord since 1956. And I went to so many places, talked to so many big people, small people, poor people, rich people, pastors and ministers. And I'm not afraid of anybody. Why? Because I'm not a paid servant. So the Jeremiah was so strong, preaching the word of God, telling the people, if you don't listen to God, you are going to go to exile. Your enemy will come and take you. And they are saying, this is the prophet who are preaching about the gloom and doom. The kings didn't like him. People didn't like him. They put him in a pit. They put him in a, and no food, just water and some little bit water or some dry bread or something. But God protected him. He was a great man of God. He was not afraid of anybody. And he was preaching the gospel of God, trying to tell these people, our God is a miracle working God. And he says, there is nothing impossible with God. Jeremiah was encouraging people and telling them. And I believe when they torture him, they beat him up, they put him in a pit, did not give him a good food or good water or something, and he might be sick. And then he prayed to God. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 14, he says, heal me, Lord, and I'll be healed. Save me, Lord, and I'll be saved. So he said, Lord, rescue me. Save me from these people's hand. Give me your salvation. Give me your healing. I'm tired and weary. My body is hurting. I'm sick. I cannot preach now. If I'm sick, I cannot do anything. Heal me. God healed him. How do you know? We will see. When God heals you, you are not going to keep quiet. You're going to tell somebody. So God healed, I believe, it's not given what sickness he has. It's not written in the Bible what kind of disease he had. But it's natural when your body gets abused. You don't get nourishment for your body. You don't get sleep, good sleep, or you are in a dungeon, or you are suffering. You will get sick. But he was saying, Lord, you healed me, and I will be healed. He didn't say, Lord, heal me, and I might get healed, or I might not get healed, but I'm trying to ask you to heal me. He didn't say it. He said, you heal me, and I will be healed. That's the faith. If you ask God to do something, believe that he's going to do. Our God is not a man he can fail. Our God is not a man he can lie. The word of God says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That means if the God is a healer, that he will heal us. But people do not pay attention to the word of God. As soon as the children of Israel came from Egypt, the word of God says in Psalm 105 verse 37, not a single Israeli people was sick or afflicted. They were all healed and delivered and set free. And then God said to those people, if you don't want any sickness, any disease from Egypt, just listen to my word. Obey my word. Practice my word. Listen to my voice. And all this sickness and disease will not come to you. Because he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So God has promised his people. He can heal you. He can deliver you. He can set you free. And he said, all other diseases in the world will not come to you. Somebody did the research and said they have 39 categories of disease comes in 39 categories. When they hit Jesus Christ, 39 times. So that means each and every stripe he took, each and every disease or categories of disease are healed. Not a single disease can come to us. When God says to children of Israel, if you obey me, if you follow me, you listen to me, none of those diseases will come to you. Why? Because he said, I am the Lord that heals you. I believe that. The day I got born again, the day I got saved, the day I believed that with his stripes I'm healed, I said, Lord, I'm going to obey your word. I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to worry about sickness and disease. Can you imagine from that day until today? I never took a drop of medicine. I did not go to any doctor for checkup. I'm not against of doctors. It's according to your faith. All my children, from the childhood, we took them to hospital, took them for checkup until they were 17, 18 years old. Now they are grown up. They make their own decision to follow God or follow devil or follow Jesus or not. Thank God my all children and grandchildren, they are following Jesus Christ. So the point I'm making, you have to believe that our God is a healer. And Jeremiah found out God is a healer. When he got healed, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17, he says, God will restore your health and he will heal your wounds. How does he know? Because God healed his wounds and God healed his disease and God renewed his life. So he said that God is a healer and God can heal you, deliver you, set you free. And if you have wounds or disease or pain or sickness, will be gone. He is telling from his own experience. Now he is not telling for one person. He is telling to the whole nation of Israel. You are wounded. You have trouble. You have sickness. You have disease. Remember when you came from Egypt, how God healed you. How God delivered you. Not a single person was sick and afflicted. The same God is going to do it. But what is our problem? He said, you are living in sin. You are going for the empty tanks. You are serving the heathen gods. That's why you are sick. But he says he's going to restore you. You can come back to God. He can heal you. He can deliver you. He can set you free. How he says? Because he got the experience. So God is a healer. And here he's saying, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6. I will bring it health. And I'll cure them. And I'll give abundance of peace. What he's trying to say. God not only heals you. But he cures you. And then he gives you abundance of peace and truth. Why? Because once the sickness and disease is gone. You got peace. You got joy in your heart. And Jesus Christ said, I am the truth. And he said, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. Free from what? All the sickness, all the disease, all the pain, all the sin, all the death, and all kinds of problems you are bound. He said, I'll set you free. There are people in America and around the world. They are born again Christian, they say. But they are bound to cigarette, alcohol, drugs and all kinds of things, and they say, oh, God created this thing so we can take this, nothing wrong. And many people are preaching nothing wrong. I tell them, are you free or bound? You don't take certain times that tea or coffee, you get headache. If you have that problem, that you are bound. You should be giving up. I'm not saying don't drink tea and coffee, but if it doesn't bother you, you drink today, and if you don't drink 7 days and doesn't bother you, go ahead. But there is addiction. Smoking is the same way. Drinking is the same way. Some people say, oh, I drink a little bit just after food and keep the liquor bottle in his house. And when he goes to work, his children try to drink it or his wife try to drink it. And we have a problem. the wives, the children, the husband, they start drinking for food, and now they are addicted. And they are alcoholic, trying to give up but cannot give up. Why? Because they are bound. They're saying we are Christian. What the word of God said? Ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. The word of God says God is not only heal you, but he'll cure you. I've seen many people come to my church, and they say, okay, I'm alcoholic. I tried everything, and nothing is working. I pray for them, alcohol is gone. Tobacco is gone. Why? Because God has given you power to overcome. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Jesus Christ becomes King and Lord of your life. And then all these things has to gone, because he said, if the Son of God or Son of Man set you free, you are free indeed. In book of Galatians chapter 5, he says, why you entangle again in the yoke of bondage? If you are a born again child of God, if you give up these things, you be free. Some people come and say, oh, I didn't smoke for five years, and now I got some depression and I start smoking and drinking and I'm tangled again. The word of God says, why are you tangling again the yoke of bondage? The devil is putting that yoke and making you miserable. St. John chapter 10 verse 10, he said, the enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. He brings all kinds of sickness and disease to kill you. But Jesus Christ said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. Abundant life is from Jesus Christ. Here the word of God says, I'll bring the cure. I'll heal you. I'll cure you. And I will give abundance of peace and truth. So you will be set free. Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, don't live in bondage. If you are a Christian, you are still struggling. I'm going to pray the end of program and you're going to be set free. Once you're free, you tell others. See the Jeremiah. He said, Lord, heal me, deliver me, save me. And when he got the experience, now he's telling the whole nation, God is going to heal you. God is going to heal your wounds. God is going to cure you. God is going to protect you. God is the healer. How did he know? Because he got the experience. Why I'm telling you, if I'm a sick, I'm afflicted, and God is not listening to my prayer, and I'm in bed and dying, do you think I will be standing here and preaching? No. So if you are a servant of God, and if you are sick, I went to one place and the man was serving for 50 years and dying. I prayed for him. He said, I worked for 50 years for such and such a denomination. I said, sir, from today onwards, don't serve any denomination. Serve Jesus Christ. And Jesus healed that man. The point I'm making, I'm not here to talk about any denomination. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the deliverer. He can set you free. He can heal you, deliver you, and use you for his glory. I'm almost going to finish the Old Testament prophets God used. Another prophet I'm talking about, Hosea. If you read the Hosea chapter 1, he says, come to God, return to God, and then God will heal you. The people are going astray, going away from God. That's why the sickness and disease comes. God says, come back to me. I'm the healer. I'm the deliverer. Why are you going away where there is no help? You go, you are thirsty, but you're going to drink the water from the empty tanks where there is no water. Our God, he say, come to me. Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he said, O heavy laden, come unto me. I will give you rest and learn from me. He said, how I'm loving and kind and humble. Take my spirit, learn from me, and tell others that Jesus Christ heals today. Jesus Christ saves today. He delivers and he gives his peace. He said, come heavy laden. Are you heavy without jobs and the yoke of bondage? And you are crushed with the yoke of iron? You cannot lift your head? because of sickness and disease. He says, come unto me and I will give you the rest. When you say rest, rest from sickness, rest from disease, rest from financial problem, rest from all kinds of things. If you have peace and rest, means you don't have any trouble. Our God is all-sufficient God. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, he says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And then we read in Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, he says, unto you that day my name shall be Son of Righteousness, and he will rise with the healing in his wings. So that Jesus Christ is, Malachi was saying, the Son of God, the Son of Righteousness is coming someday, and in his wings there will be healing. Thank God Jesus Christ came. The word of God says wherever he went, the people got healed, delivered, and set free. Whoever came under his wings, those people got healed. And he said, you know, I wanted to bring you under my wings and you didn't understand. So what's going to happen? You're going to go in enemy's territory. God is going to leave your hands. But the one day, you're going to beat on your hearts and chest and say, oh, we pierce you. Come back, Jesus. Come back, Savior. Time has come. Jesus Christ came one time, first time, as a child, as a Savior, as a healer, as a deliverer. He died on the cross of Calvary. And he rose again, he went to heaven. Now he's coming back for his people. He's coming back for his bride. He's coming back for his children. We have to be ready. All around you see sickness, disease and problems, financial problems, sickness, disease and pain and suffering. People are suffering. So the word of God says, God has given us the Son of Righteousness. This is Malachi. It's the end of this Old Testament prophets, and Malachi is saying the Son of Righteousness coming with a healing in his wings. So I believe that Jesus Christ came and he healed people. He said, oh, come unto me, I'll give you rest, I'll give you healing. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and my healer. I'm giving you invitation. Why don't you call upon Jesus? You might be Hindu, you might be Muslim, you might be Buddhist, you might be Jewish, or you may not have any religion. Are you suffering? Do you have any sickness and disease? Are you suffering with the pain and have no peace and no joy? And sometimes you feel like killing yourself? I saw one man, he called me middle of the night, 2 a.m. And he said, my grandma told me to call you. Why are you calling for? He says, I'm going to kill myself tonight. I have no peace, no joy. I have a girlfriend living with me and I cannot show my face to anybody. I am tired of living. I say, sir, any fool can die. But living is difficult. But with Christ, you can do all things. Jesus Christ is going to save you, heal you, deliver you, and set you free. I prayed for him. God healed him, means delivered him. He got a job, and he comes, Bible in his hand, and comes to grandma. You must be born again. Grandma was Methodist. But this boy completely saved. Boy means a man. Completely God healed, delivered, and set free. Point I'm making. Jesus Christ wants to deliver you and set you free. I'm going to pray for you. Just give your heart, say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, your sins are forgiven, forgotten, and there is no record of your sins. Your name is written in heaven. You are a child of God. I started this series from all the Old Testament prophets, from Adam to Malachi. And we learn all these people talk about healings and miracles of God. And we will be studying more about the New Testament ministry of Jesus and the prophets and the apostles. So, I'm just encouraging you. You listen to these programs. You tell other people and tell them to listen to this program. Call us. Write to us. Send us an email. We are here to help you. I'm going to pray for your sickness. Lay hand on your body or lay hand on somebody. If somebody's far away, just call them and say, listen to Pastor Peter, and God is going to touch and heal. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listeners, not only in America, but around the world. Each and every person who is suffering right now, let them call upon Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Touch them, Lord, and heal them and deliver them and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Amen and amen. God heard my prayer. What you have to do? You just call upon Jesus and say, Lord, I'm thankful to you. You healed me. Call somebody. Call your pastor. Call your doctor. Take an appointment and get checkup. You will be surprised. Whatever your sickness and disease was, is gone. How it gone? By faith in Jesus Christ. Now, you start doing the things which you were not able to do before. God has started a good work, and He's going to complete it. Our God is not a man He can fail. Now the time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.